Chris, it's your wonderful big sister. Can you please open the door? Thank you, Chris. I was wondering if I could join your D&D campaign. I know you said no like 10 times, but I really want to get the chance to finally play. I've been trying to find a group, but it has been difficult. I even tried to get anybody in my sorority to play with. The problem is that the girls there think that it's a game for geeks, and that bitch Carrie said I shouldn't even be Beta Theta Pi president for thinking of playing what losers play. She's a fucking bitch. Oh, come on! You never gave me a reason why not. Are you worried, since I never played before, that you and your friends have to teach me along the way? I have the handbook, and I studied the game by watching plenty of shows, like Critical Role. It's my favorite. Please, I really want to have that experience, too. Really? One reason why you won't let me join. Well, what is it? It's a mature game. What's that supposed to mean? I promise I won't goof around, I swear. That's not what you mean? Then what do you mean? It's violent. I have no problem with that. You know I play first-person shooters all the time. Not just violence. Well, what else? Sex. Okay, I get it. Let me guess, your friend's characters bang NPCs and they go into extreme detail in how they fuck them. Chris, I have no problem if you or your friends want to have kinky tabletop role-playing. It's not going to bother me. In fact, I built a character that would be perfect for your game. She's a human cleric named Penelope Stonebridge. Her backstory is that she was an orphan who grew up to be a devoted acolyte to the temple, until the day that the head priest of her goddess's most respected order invited Penelope to his chambers to have some fun with her. Penelope refused his advances, and then he accused her of being a heretic. The head priest gave her a brand on her back and sent her to the temple's secret prison. Day and night, that bastard, along with his entourage, raped her constantly. She had nothing but pain and misery for a whole year of imprisonment. One day, a male patron discovered the prison and freed her for the sake of decency. But then the head priest and his gang discovered them as well, and they brutally murdered her savior. Luckily, she escaped and made a vow of vengeance against that monster of a man and his cronies. Not just for herself, but for that brave and selfless man who died by their hands. Even though she's free from those vile people who destroyed her innocence, Penelope's mind and morality are broken. She's become a perverted sex addict. Whenever Penelope enters a new city, town, or village, she looks for anybody who will fuck her. She'll let anyone take advantage of her. She will let monsters fuck her. And not just monsters like goblins and orcs. She will let fiends, undead, and giants fuck any hole they choose. She would even commit bestiality. On the night she escaped the prison and found a way out of the city, she encountered a dire wolf. Penelope would rather get eaten because she didn't have the strength to fight or run anymore. However, it instead got on top and started fucking her. And to her surprise, it felt good, as did every other sexual adventure after that. In Penelope's mind, she believes that her goddess has granted her the ability to have pleasure with any creature that violates her. But the truth is that she's a schizophrenic nymphomaniac. So, little brother, can Penelope Stonebridge join your adventure? Wow, it looks like hearing my character's backstory got you hard. Chris, please don't hide it. Look, do you really want to know why I want to be in your campaign? It's because I miss spending time with you. Back when we were younger, I would play games you would suggest all the time. Seeing you happy was all I needed then, but we drifted apart when I started high school. I remember when you were begging me to play Smash Bros. With you, and I yelled at you that I don't want to play stupid kids' games with you anymore. I also remember that you cried the whole night and got sick the next day. I realize now I've been such a bitch to you. At the time, I was so obsessed with being popular that nothing else mattered. And when I became the most popular girl at high school at the time, it didn't make me happy. So when I went to college, joined the number one sorority on campus, and even became its president, I still felt hollow inside. I had no idea why I felt so depressed. You know, when Mom called me about selling our old Wii on eBay, all of my memories of having fun with you flooded my brain. For 7 fucking years, all I cared about was the status quo. All I needed was you, Chris. I'm sorry that I have been so fucking cold to you. You are my precious little brother. Some of my sisters wish they were an only child, but I was jumping for joy when mommy said she was pregnant with you. The second I saw you in mom's arms, I wanted to hold you too. I was 5 at the time, so mom had to help me hold you. My beautiful baby brother, please, can things just go back to the way that they used to? I knew it. I knew you resent me now. If we can't go back to those old days, then let's try something new. Chris, no. I need you in my life. I'm willing to do anything for you to love me again. I'll be anything for you. You can use my body any way you see fit. Don't you want to lose your virginity to not only a sorority girl, but the president of its chapter? Look at my tight-fit, naked body. Please, don't look away. This body now belongs to you, little brother. Why don't you start touching me? Sorry, I didn't expect you to grab me so roughly. You know what? Fuck it. You can be as rough as you want, baby brother. I don't give a fuck if mom might hear me. I want you to treat me like a slut for all the years I pretended you didn't matter. You do matter, and I want you back in my life. Wow, it looks like it's getting up to full mast. Let's get those pants off and give that dick some fresh air. Chris, don't fight me. Let me see it. Holy fuck. The thing is bigger than the beer cans I drink from. You can't possibly be a virgin with a sausage like this. Seriously, you know, back when I was in high school, the second word got out that there was someone with a cock like this, or even comes close to this size, all the sluts would come out of the woodwork just for you to fuck them. Hell, my math teacher, Miss Beck, and the teacher's assistant, Miss Nathans, were known to fuck a student or two. Secretly, of course. Do you want to know a secret? Back in my junior year of high school, my ex bullied this nerdy guy in my English class named Garrett. And one day that jackass shattered his hand. He and the rest of the class teased him because he had such a hard time writing. I felt awful for him. So I went to his house and I offered to suck him off as an apology. He had a way bigger cock than that asshole. So up until graduation, I was his secret slut for him and his friends. I can be your slut too. Hey, what's that face for? Don't tell me that you're embarrassed that you came quickly. Let me take that back in my mouth. Bro, lots of guys come quickly on their first time. Just relax and let me take care of you. Only get half of you in my mouth, you rock hard again. Chris, if you're worried that mom is going to catch us, she already left for her book club. And you know dad won't come home until 10:30. We're alone for 3 hours. What? Do I look like I want to change my mind? Chris, I want to cross the line where we go from siblings to lovers. Baby brother, do you want your big sister to take your virginity? Thank you. I promise to make you feel so good, Chris. Lay on the bed. I want to ride that massive pound of flesh you have there. Are you ready to fuck your big sister? Good. Ah! fine. I just came by putting half of you into me. Okay, I'm continuing now. Damn it. Oh, Chris, you're gonna have to do it. Grab my hips and pull me down. Chris, fucking do it. Oh, my fucking God. I have all of your horse cock inside of me. Oh, I've never felt so fucking full before. I'm gonna start moving now. Oh. Baby brother, you have the best dick in the world. You're really stretching me out. No other guy has ever made me feel this good. I know this is your first time, but do you feel the same way that I do? Oh, I'm happy to hear it. Oh, and you now notice the plug. Were you planning on fingering my asshole while I'm hopping up and down on your big fat cock? Don't worry, you'll get a chance to bust up my backside. But first, you have to come inside my pussy first. Oh, shit. Oh, my God, now you're fucking me. Fuck almighty. Shit. Oh, who knew you were this strong? Oh, pushing me on my back like this, pounding my pussy raw. Oh, I see now you're the stud of my dreams. The look on your face is you're gonna come. Oh, don't worry, Chris, I'm on birth control. Please come inside me, baby brother. Shoot your load in your perverted big sister. Yes, yes, fuck, I'm about to come again. Oh, let's do it at the same time. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, I'm coming. I've ever had, and trust me, I've had a lot of sex. Here, feel how fast my heart is beating. It's beating fast for you. Hell, it was beating fast as soon as I walked in the room. God, I love tasting my own juices off your cock. Do you want me to help you get more popular at school? How would you like to date and fuck a different sorority girl every week? And with a few rumors here and there, your popularity will skyrocket. Damn it. I was so close. I'm dead serious. All 34 members of Beta Theta Pi are at my beck and call. Even though I can't force them to play tabletop or video games, they will fuck whoever I tell them to fuck. Not that they will have a problem having sex with you. You're not only cute, but with that massive dick, they will beg for you to fuck them. Every single one of them loves to be treated like a slut. I want you to be treated like a king. Imagine being a real-life anime protagonist with a harem of hot sluts. But unlike most of them, I doubt you won't have a problem treating your harem like the cum deposits they are. Yes, I finally did it. I got all of your cock down my throat. Baby brother, can you please pull my butt plug out now? Don't tease me, baby brother. Just pull it out fast like a ripcord. Oh, it's sweet that you don't want to hurt your big sister, but I really want you to fuck my ass, and you can't do that if I have this lodged up my rectum. Don't you want to fuck my ass? Please, I need it in there. You can even shoot your seed in it, please. I can even throw you a special party this weekend at Beta Theta Pi where we can establish you as the master to all those co-ed whores who be your obedient sluts. Fuck. Oh, shit. I just lost count of how many times you've made me come. Oh, impressed that I had something that big up there. Oh, it's not as big as your monster cock, though. And I feel that with its help, you'll get balls deep. Does my ass have a nice big gape? God, my little brother is staring into my guts. I'm such an immoral whore. I'm letting my little brother do all these nasty things to me. Baby brother, I beg of you, fuck the shit out of me. Oh, what? No, no, I'm fine. Keep going. Are you completely in yet? Really? Then just push it all the way to the base. I don't care if it hurts. All I want is for you to feel good. Push it all the way in and don't be nice. I want you to treat me like garbage. I'm your trashy three-hole big sister. You did it. You have your whole cock up my ass. You know, when we finish up, I have to measure how big that fucking slut beater is. All right, you can start fucking now. Shit. Baby brother, you're so fucking big. Fuck me faster. Don't make love to me. Fuck me like I'm not a person. Treat me like trash. It's just only fair that you treat me like a complete and total whore. Yes, spank me. I want you to hit and fuck my ass so hard that it would hurt to sit for a week. Oh, ram my ass, baby. Oh, make me walk with a limp. I'm your cum dumpster of a sister. It's what I fucking deserve. I live only for your pleasure from now on. Fuck me like the ungrateful bitch slave I am. I've been so fucking mean to you. You didn't deserve any of my bullshit. I made myself believe that you were my stupid little brother. I'm the one who's fucking stupid. Ah, fucking hell, Chris. Oh, you're fucking me so good. I fucking love you. Oh, I love my baby brother. You're my man, my master, and I'm now whatever you want me to be. I'll be your supportive big sister again, or I can be your shameless slut big sister that will obey any order you give. God. Oh, oh, Chris, come in me. Come in my now ruined ass. You really know how to treat a nasty sorority slut. Use your big sister cum dumpster. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Ah! Chris, I love you with all my heart. It's already dark out. Jesus, look at your bed. It's clear evidence that you scored big time, baby brother. I'll go change and wash your sheets for you. We don't want mom to find out that you lost your virginity to some harlot.